New census figures show that nearly a third of Californians are Latino. In Los Angeles, the numbers are even higher, with some neighborhoods nearly 100% Latino. It's a trend evident on the city's airwaves. In the nation's second largest media market, the top-rated radio and television stations both broadcast exclusively in Spanish. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has the first of a four-part series on California.
At 5 o'clock on weekday mornings, Renan Almendariz Cuello, nicknamed El Cucuy, the boogeyman, screams his wake-up call to L.A.
Hola! Arriba, 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 arriba!
His unscripted comedy and call-in morning show El Cucuy de la Mañana has helped KSCA-FM top the latest Arbitron ratings. The station beats all its competitors in any language. El Cucuy's audience of mostly working-class Mexican immigrants tunes in daily for 6 hours of real-life angst and laughs.
Desde Hollywood, California, la capital del espectáculo, su amigo, su hermano, su cuate, Renan Almendariz Cuello, el Cucuy de la Mañana y mi tropa loca.
El Cucuy's tropa loca, his crazy crew of sidekicks, join him in KSCA's cramped studios, perched several stories above the famous corner of Hollywood and Vine. The 46-year-old Honduran immigrant spends all morning taking calls and cracking raunchy jokes in Mexican slang.
He's an institution, and he's irreverent, and he's gross, and he's a shock jock, and he has 2,000 sounds that he plays on his program, like flushing toilets and slamming doors. And people can't get enough of him.
Arts writer Dana Calvo covers Spanish media for the Los Angeles Times. She marvels about how popular El Cucuy's show is with Latino immigrant audiences.
He says things which are sort of not politically correct, and they love it. And he jokes about border crossings, and he jokes about La Migra, you know, the INS, and he makes fun of people that call, and sure enough, people call in, and he has them within minutes confessing everything about their lives.
Using endearments and humor, El Cucuy calms down callers who threaten suicide. Once he even aired a live exorcism for a caller who says she was possessed by the devil. At times, he's Howard Stern and Dr. Laura in Español. His audience tunes daily to these real-life radio melodramas for hours at a time, creating a listenership that beats rival shock jock Howard Stern 3-1. El Cucuy's closest competitor is Peruvian immigrant Pepe Barreto, who airs a more tame, romantic music morning show on LA's number 2 station, KLVE, K-Love.
Los Angeles is the city of the angels, and there are a lot of angels that speak Spanish. And even we have Anglo listeners that they don't know the language, but they like the music.
K-Love 107.5, donde vive el amor.
It's not a station that is just plays music jokes, but it also serves the community. For new arrivals, some people, they say, I get a phone call from someone, say, you know, I've been evicted, and I think, you know, this is not fair. So we give them the number where they should call.
For the past few years, K-Love and KSCA have jockeyed for the number one radio position, following the lead of FM station KLAX, La X. Programmer Bill Tanner, who now heads the Spanish broadcasting system, has helped propel several of the Latino radio stations to the top of the L.A. market. He says La X was first to top the Arbitron ratings in 1992, stunning Anglo station owners.
For a long time, while they grieved about their lost listeners, they were in denial. Oh, this can't be right. It must be some sort of Arbitron rating trick. But, of course, it was right. The top station in Los Angeles has been a Spanish language station for almost the entire time from 1992 until the present.
Programmers at Spanish language stations, both radio and TV, say the reason is obvious just by looking outside their windows. Over the past two decades, LA's Latino population has risen from 27% of the total number of Angelenos in 1980 to today's 46%. While a huge number of them converse mostly in English or are bilingual, there are still many who speak only in Spanish. And like some, El Cucuy makes no apologies for being monolingual.
No, 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 yo, yo, no, ¿por qué?
Despite the new demographics, many radio and television advertisers are still loath to reach out to potential consumers through Spanish media, says Katie Bachman, a writer for Media Week.
Other stations, you know, when you're number one, number two, you're generally the top biller in the market. But that hasn't happened yet with Hispanic radio, and that's what's very frustrating.
In fact, Bachman says many advertisers pay only half as much to run commercials on Spanish language stations, and as a result, these top stations are not the top moneymakers. According to BIA Financial Network, number one rated KSCA ranks 18th in revenue. Number two KLVE is ranked 11th in billing.
You know, there's a bias. Advertisers don't understand that they should, if you're going to buy the LA market, you'd better be buying Hispanic radio because it's 40% of the population. It's completely out of whack, and it's totally unfair.
A study called When Being Number One Is Not Enough, submitted to the Federal Communications Commission, found that some advertisers have policies of not promoting on urban or Spanish language stations. Some racial and ethnic minority consumers, the report says, are broadly stereotyped as having little interest in certain types of products. The study also found that some advertisers avoid attracting minorities, fearing they will drive away white customers. Programmer Bill Tanner says, as a result, Spanish language stations have to fight against the labeling, especially in Los Angeles, where until recently, Latinos haven't had much political clout.
And you're dealing, frankly, with a lot of people who came here to escape poverty. And they're at the bottom of the socioeconomic ladder, and they're just getting started. But, of course, the real story is that there are plenty of products, goods, and services that they buy all the time. Hello, Pampers, food. And so there's a wonderful story to be told about advertising in Spanish because Spanish listeners, by and large, are much more loyal to their favorite radio station and spend more time listening to it than English language listeners do.
El Cucuy's audiences, for example, stay tuned for hours longer than shows by his rivals. Some English language stations are now realizing how valuable Latino audiences are, especially young listeners. Some have changed their formats to feature crossover artists like Ricky Martin and Enrique Iglesias. One of the most popular English language hip-hop stations, KPWR, now finds itself with 60% of its audience Latino. It has several Latino DJs who pepper their speech with Spanglish. And a new bilingual station, KLAX, is on the scene.
K-L-A-X, East Los Angeles.
East LA!
Más norteñas,
más norteñas,
más bandas,
cero corridos,
97.9,
La Raza.
Woo! Change is happening in Los Angeles, slowly, says Katie Bachman.
They're getting over it. I think they've realized it now. You don't hear the same kind of whining that you used to hear. You know, if you're a commercial station, you're not reaching a good portion of the Hispanic audience. You're just not going to do well.
Mandalit del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
En California y la Unión Americana.